Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Happy Friday out there, everybody. Hope your life is going absolutely wonderful. I know mine is. I'm having a wonderful day. I feel good. We got games to play all weekend long. You got the girls tonight. You got the boys tomorrow. Yeah, we're talking about the NCAA Final Four. You got some NBA action. MLB baseball is in full swing. You WWE superstars out there. WrestleMania is happening this weekend. The weather looks beautiful.
It does. It does.
Oh, man. I'm telling
you. It's a shorts day if you want it.
I got some shorts on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm ready, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, two baseball games on this Sunday.
It is.
For me, old man playing a little baseball on Sunday. So, man, it's going to be a great weekend. It really is. But if you can find a little bit of time and maybe you want to get away from some of the sports for a minute and kind of appease your old lady. I have to do this every once in a while. Did you know that? Do you have an old lady?
Nah, not
Don't
yet,
call
John.
Her old on the radio, but you know what I'm saying? Not yet?
Not yet, John.
Man, dude, hey, enjoy being single, brother. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. But for those out there like me, you know, who have that old ball and chain. No, I'm just kidding, Chaz. If you're listening, I love you. You're the greatest thing that ever happened to me. But I know I have to appease her sometimes. I can kill two birds with one stone. I love doing this. Like, give me that slingshot. I'm taking two birds out, brother. One shot. I'm going to appease my girl, and I'm also going to enjoy myself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I got the way you can do that because there's this movie. It's called The Iron Claw, and it's about the Von Erich brothers. One, it is awesome. It's the unbelievable true story of the Von Erich brothers who built a wrestling dynasty. Things end in tragedy. It grown men cry over this. And it's got two great actors. It's got Zac Efron, who is easy on the eyes for the ladies. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like let's be real, guys. We all a little jealous of Zac Efron. They're like, you know, like, they show a picture of him, and under your breath, I can't say it on the radio, but you know what I'm saying under my breath. You know what I'm saying? But he's in it. But he's also playing along with, so that's going to be good for your lady. She's going to watch a little Zac Efron. He's going to play a wrestler. He's all buffed out, you know, got his six pack going and his super muscles. Well, also, have you ever seen the show Shameless?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, Jeremy Allen White, who's also, like, this dude's won a dadgum Emmy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's impressive.
He is also in the movie. So you have Jeremy Allen White, Zac Efron, both starring. They're Von Erich brothers. It's an unbelievable true story. And the people who made this are also the same studio that brought you Uncut Gems. So it's going to be awesome. Heck, Adele said it was her favorite movie of the year. So all you have to do is you can get it right now on Blu-ray and DVD from A24 in Lionsgate. That's A24 in Lionsgate. Go check it out. Get your movie today. It is The Iron Claw. But if you want to win it, text me at the Sissy's Log Cabin listener line at 901-360-8255, 901-360-8255. Say, I want The Iron Claw, and text me your email address because I'm going to email you the directions on how you get this absolutely free. Hit me up and let me know. And if you don't win, don't worry. You're a winner at life if you go out there and get the movie, The Iron Claw. Again, check that bad boy out at A24 and Lionsgate. Let's go to Hardinwood. Caught you off guard.
Access Hardinwood.
You didn't know I was that fast, did you?
You did get me, John. You did get me, bro. Yeah,
appreciate the honesty. Now, let me tell you something. This is sneaky fast. You know how, like, we always watch these movies? And it's kind of weird. Like, you watch movies, and all of a sudden, then it comes to real life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It seems like these days. Well, we've watched a lot of movies about heist. You know what I mean? Like, people are always stealing something.
That is true.
There's some good movies, like, about, like, you know, people breaking in and some stuff. Well, Hollywood has their new movie. Did you hear about what happened in Los Angeles on Easter Sunday?
On Easter? What happened? What happened, Josh?
So while everybody's out there Easter egg hunting, going to church, hanging with their families, getting a little lunch on, protesting Joe Biden's stupid transgender day.
Yes,
whatever.
Hey, man.
Let me just tell you something. That dude's a lunatic.
Yes.
lunatic. Duh, don't even get me started. And stay out of women's sports, dudes. Now, on Easter Sunday, when everybody's being good,
yeah,
somebody broke in and stole $30 million in cash. This is not like an electronic crime where they hacked in and stole it. There is a storage facility that was, like, not a lot of people are supposed to know, that had few guards. It did have an alarm system, and there was a safe inside of this storage facility. But on Easter Sunday, it wasn't heavily guarded. People came in through the roof, went through the roof, broke into the safe, and stole all $30 million in cash money.
Dude. John, that's something out of a movie.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's a movie scene.
Dude, they didn't set off the alarm. And it's the largest, it's the largest cash money theft in Los Angeles history. And they've got some history. They've had a few thefts before, but 30 milli. All right, so you get $30 million. Are you putting it all on a game this weekend or what? By the way, the largest cash robbery in Los Angeles before this was $18.9 million that was stole.
That's crazy.
From a very similar facility in 1997.
Man, these facilities.
Now, those burglars got caught, though.
I knew they were going to get caught.
They got away with it from $19.8 million, but they were stupid. Like, dude, if you steal $30 million cash, you bounce, bro.
Yeah.
Bounce.
Yeah, you got to you got to lead the country, man.
Man, you got to go there and, like, man, you got to figure out how to wash 30 mil, too.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Man, you better run down and, like, talk to some cartel folks. Might get yourself killed, though.
Yeah. You might get robbed.
Man. Yeah, you might get robbed.
You might get robbed.
You wanna launder what? 30 million?
That's a lot of money.
Okay.
Bruh, man, that's insane, John. That's something out of a movie.
Yeah, that is insane.
That looked like something I seen out of a movie. I envisioned it.
Oh, my goodness. And, there was another thing that I found out that was a little bit interesting. It's kind of, I mean, I don't know how to take this. What do you think about LeBron James going into the NBA draft?
Man, to be honest, John, I feel like that's really, I feel bad more for him because I feel like he declaring out of pressure, man, not necessarily if he's ready or not. Because, you know, a lot of people are probably in his ear telling him, man, you might as well go ahead and declare, man, LeBron's getting older, man, and you know he won't make his dad
proud. He wants
proud.
To play. And that's – okay, so here's – if you don't know the situation, if you haven't heard, Bronny James 100% is leaving USC, okay?
Yeah, that's guaranteed.
Those are facts. He has entered into the transfer portal.
Yes, he has.
He's also declared for the NBA draft.
Yes.
Now, it's also being reported, and the rumors are – that if Bronny isn't taken with like a second round pick by the Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Lakers, so he can play with his dad, that he's probably just going to transfer to another college.
Yeah. I didn't know you can do that.
I didn't know that you can do this either. But again, these are things that I'm just now learning, and I was reading it from the Bro Bible during the break. You got to have your Bible out, and I got the Bro one.
Hey, man, that's amazing. But, man,
but it does insist, and it says, like, Eric Musselman, by the way, I don't know if you realize this, people, because this happened right when I got off the air. You know, Eric Musselman, the former coach of Arkansas, is now the USC coach.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric Musselman has basically said he's not going to play. Like, Bronny said he knows he's not going to play for head coach Eric Musselman.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so Bronny's just basically like, nope, I ain't playing for the must-bus. And again, he's going to be coaching, so he's definitely transferring out of Los Angeles if he's not drafted, he says, by his father's team. My question is, like, if you're the Lakers, you've done everything LeBron's wanted already.
Yeah.
Why not spend a second round pick on his son if that makes him happy?
Yeah. I feel like they will do it, like, John. I feel like they will.
And again, here's the thing for me. Here's the rub. Like, I feel like Bronny, which would be actually best for him, would be to go to college and be a college basketball player and enjoy life. Your dad's got billions of dollars.
He do.
Get your education, maybe some finance. I don't know. And just go out and be whatever the hell you want to be. And if you can make it in the NBA and if you have some good years in college, then go on to the NBA and kind of like make your own name. No matter what, your dad's going to be proud of you as long as you're a good person and you, you know, do your best. That's what makes, you know, parents proud of their children.
Yeah, yeah. That's a real
great
thing.
The other thing is, though, is like children don't understand that necessarily when you're that young.
No, we don't.
You just want to make your parents proud and you want to continue to do better.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, like, yes, if the Lakers draft Bronny James and he gets to play with his dad, that's great for LeBron James. I'm just wondering, is it going to be the best thing for Bronny? I, who knows? We never know. We're going to just have to see what goes on. It was just kind of something to ponder and think about because, again, he didn't even average 5 points.
He averaged four.
He didn't even average 5 points last year. He only averaged 19 minutes per game. He averaged 2.1 assists, 2.8 rebounds, and 4.8 points. Those don't scream NBA numbers.
Yeah, they really don't.
But
man.
Again, he's a baby. He could grow into it. We see. I mean, he could have made so much money on NIL. He could have gone to maybe a Final Four.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great piece on a college basketball team.
Yeah, he for sure can be a real good college player, man. But I just don't see him in it. I personally don't think he's ready for the NBA right now. I personally don't feel like that he's ready for the NBA, but. Apparently him and his team feel like he is, man. But I just don't see it, man. And then he also going to go down to the G League. I feel he's going to be a second-round pick. A lot of the second-rounders play in the G League. So we're going to see what happens, man. Next year for sure is going to be interesting.
Holy moly. You know how we were talking about Joe Biden doing some stupid stuff on Easter?
Man, on Easter, man. Ain't that something, man?
Guess who? You know WrestleMania's this weekend?
Yeah.
Guess what popped up on my notification?
Tell me something, John.
It says The Rock will not endorse Joe Biden again. Unhappy with the state of America. Damn, like right before WrestleMania and The Rock's like coming out with the biggest vents. But this is the whole thing about it. Like, I get it, bro.
I get it.
I wouldn't trust like my granddad with my grandkids. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard to trust the country to a dude who looks like, you know, basically, you know, your granddad's not doing too well.
Man, Joe Biden, man, he don't look like he all the way there, man.
No, dude. Like, it's so sad. Like, oh, Lord.
Hey, man, I was talking to my boys. I'm like, man. We might be in trouble, man.
Yeah, I think so. Bronny's entered the draft, and now we've been talking about Diddy. You know, Diddy's having a lot of bad things happen.
Oh, my goodness.
It's
the feds kicked down the door.
Well, now, not only is Diddy in a little bit of trouble, it's his son, King. Christian
what?
King Combs.
Are you
He's being
serious?
Sued for sexual assault.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
No, John.
Another accuser. We got Rodney Jones, Grace O'Macy. We got a couple. Yeah. Not only is Diddy in trouble, but now his kids are in trouble. But one of them so far. And I'm telling you right now, with him having his house all bugged and stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of LeBron James, man, I saw this on Twitter the other day. They put out this thing and they were showing all these famous people and athletes who are at P. Diddy parties. You know what I'm saying? And they're like some big names. And then out of the whole thing I'm watching is like, you know, like you got the Kardashians, and Jeff Campbell and Jamie Foxx.
Meek Mill.
All the Meek Mill. No. Don't even talk to me talking about the Meek Mill. That audio is disgusting. But then there's a clip that comes up and it's LeBron James going, "Nobody parties like a P. Diddy party." And I'm like going, "Ooh, that's a bad look right now." Like,
it looks bad.
Hey, Bronny, get your people out there and try to scrub that junk because that is not a good look right now. Maybe that's why his son came out today, because yesterday I saw the clip of LeBron at a P. Diddy party, and they're like, hey, get out in front of this. Son, you're declaring for the NBA draft.
We got to get this clear.
We got to shut these people up. Let's let them talk about how you're not worthy of an NBA roster spot.
You're wild. Hey, bro. Man, I'm nervous for Bronny, though, man. I know that man got a lot of pressure, man. It even felt like he... But even by his tweet and everything that he put out, man, on Instagram and on different sites, man, it even looked like that was low key forced, man. So, man, I don't know, man, if he's ready yet. I truly don't know.
I'm telling you right now, I don't know if he is, but we're gonna find out.
Yeah, we're gonna find out.
And you know what else we're gonna find out?
What we're gonna find out, John?
We're gonna find out Shohei Ohtani whether he's been gambling or not, because there is an investigation. But I can tell you, his time in L.A. ain't going as smooth as a lot of people would
think. Yeah, it's really... Yeah.
Like, my man's in his second game over in Korea. They're starting their season, and then, like, he's in the dugout hanging out with his translator, and 50 minutes after the ballgame finds out that, quote, says he just found out during that admission that dude's taking $4.8 million and wired him to illegal bookies. Sounds kind of fishy. Yes, it sounds kind of crazy. It's kind of hard to believe. And also, you have to go back, and Mike Trout says Shohei Ohtani knows more English than just about anybody. He's master of the language. You know, he's just, he likes to speak through an interpreter. So there's a lot of things about Shohei Ohtani.
Really? I didn't know that, John. That's news to me. I didn't know that.
Dude, when you can have another person talk to the media for you and you're always followed around the media, why not pretend not to know what the hell people are talking about?
Man, that's...
I would almost love, like...
Yo, that's...
If smart. I could look at Chaz when she starts yelling at me to take out the trash and be like, me speaking no English. You know, that'd be great, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
That'd be dope.
Yo, John, that's wild. I did not know.
But then this is also getting a little bit wilder. Now he's kind of seems like an a-hole.
Yeah.
And so do the Dodgers. So did you hear about him hitting a home run Wednesday night, his first home run as a Dodger?
Yes, he did. Yep.
Well, the lady who got it, she is not happy. Her name is Amber Roman. She says that right after she caught the game, and you can see it in the video, she is absolutely elated. She says it's not 5 minutes, and all of a sudden a bunch of Dodgers people come over there, separate her from her husband, take her to the back, and basically are trying to strong arm her to get the ball. Then they say to her that they won't authenticate the ball if she doesn't turn it over. They're offering her a signed hat and a couple signed baseballs.
Nah.
She goes back and forth with them saying that she doesn't want to give the ball up. And they're like, all right, so they go get a signed autograph bat. She says that she's now been away from her husband for almost 40 minutes. She's a little bit freaked out. She felt like they were pressuring her. She ended up giving up the ball because she felt so uncomfortable. And now she's coming back, and guess what she's going to do?
Sue.
So, yeah. She said that they were downright nasty pretty much to her.
Dang, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted that ball back. they got it, too. That's crazy, though, man.
They gave her two hats signed, one ball, and a bat.
John, would you have took that deal?
Hell no.
Okay, come on. They would have had to get that ball from me, man.
And now the Dodgers have come out and said that we were not trying to extort anyone.
What a statement.
Mm.
Bruh, man.
She said she released a statement. I was just disappointed that the team that I hold so dear pulled a quote, unquote, quick one on us.
That's
crazy. We're
not
trying to extort anyone. It's not that we're money hungry or anything. It's just that this was a special moment. It's a special ball. I think it's just fair for it to be equally rewarded. Didn't appreciate the way they separated. And hell, already they're saying the ball is worth over $100,000 right now, according to Heritage Auctions. They said they could get $100,000 for it today.
Man. They were going to have to get that ball for me, John.
I know one thing. I'd be like, man, hell no.
Man, I was like, y'all get all... I'll leave. Hey, John, I would have left the game.
She should have pulled out her best Karen. Go Karen on them. You know what I'm saying? Pull it out. Everybody freaks out. They'll start videotaping you, but guess what? You still have your ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Should have put out your best Karen, man. Girls, hold that one in your back pocket. You know what I'm saying? If all else fails, just go full Karen. Do me a favor, people. Don't touch the dial, but I do need to remind you of something very important. I need you to look good. The weather is absolutely beautiful. Don't you need to do a little bit of some spring shopping? Kind of get your threads ready? I mean, people are looking good outside. They're feeling good. You're out walking. You're out doing all kinds of outdoor activities. People are going out, mingling, sitting on patios and porches, having little Tito's. You need to have your outfit right. All you have to do is go to 5880 Goodman Road down in Olive Branch. They have you dressed from head to toe. They have all your hats, the shirts, the shorts, the jeans. They also have the largest boot showroom on planet Earth. Western boots, work boots, dress boots, cowboy boots, you name it, they got it. They got the Hey Dude shoes. They got shoes for everyone. They also have a ladies boutique, a children's department, Frontier Western Store, and frontierwesternstore.com. Don't you dare touch the dial. We're back in Two Shakes with T-Money and Uncle Brasky on Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
rate 0 to 60, and I'm about to find out.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio, hanging out here with my good friend, Mr. Johnny Hill. Been hanging out with him all day long, all day strong. Doing a great job, Johnny. I appreciate it. We've been having fun. We talked earlier today with Jay Hamm, talked all about the NCAA tournament, the Final Four. Now we're going to get their take, and we're talking about T-Money and Uncle Brasky. Who are they going to be gambling on? I'm not sure, but we're about to find out. I did want to tell you, though, because I know that it's now been proven that menopause is real. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
You know how women have the whole menstrual cycle thing?
Yeah.
You know about it, right? You are old enough.
Yeah, I am.
Understand that. Okay, just making sure. Well, men actually have a cycle as well. And you know what? Like,
what?
Yep, we do. We do. And when you get older and you start running out of that testosterone, bro, it starts wreaking havoc on you. It messes with your mind. It messes with your confidence. It messes with you in the bed. And the way I know this is, heck, my buddy, Uncle Brasky's now getting the shots. Well, I was talking about this on the radio, and then and some people reached out, and it was this wonderful lady over at 901 Aesthetics, and she's like, John, I'm telling you, you need to tell your listeners about hormone replacement therapy. You go to 901 Aesthetics, you give their blood, they're going to check all your hormones and get exactly what you need. They have also these pellets. It's only once every – instead of getting a shot every like 10 days or 2 weeks – it's a one time, once every 6 months. You just do a little incision, put in this little pellet, bing, bang, boom. They check your blood. You're perfect.
Okay.
It's going to make you better in the bedroom. It's going to make you better in the office. It's going to make you feel like you a young buck. Not only that, though, it's spring, man. You little chubby, they do weight loss. That's right. You can get some shots over there, bing, bang, boom. You're shredding fat like it's going out of style. You'll be sitting at your hormones will be great. Your six pack will be showing. Y'all need to check out 901 Aesthetics. I'm telling you right now, 901 Aesthetics, where beauty meets wellness. Book your appointment today at 901aesthetics.com or call them at 901-221-1256. It's time to talk with T-Money and Uncle Brasky. And I got T-Money right now. What up, Money?
Hey, Johnny, how you doing, brother?
Dude, I'm doing extremely well, man. How are you doing, sir?
I couldn't be better, Johnny. I'm out here at Spring Creek. We got pretty crisp, carried us, me and Slender and Big Chief out here to Spring Creek. We're out here at T number 10 out here at Spring Creek, if you're familiar.
Oh, my Lord. Yes, I am familiar. Tell Pretty Chris, I didn't get to come out to Spring Creek last week when he took Chaz out there.
Oh, he carried Chaz out here over you?
Yeah, he carried Melissa carried Chaz, but, you know, like Chris was already out there. He was already a little deep.
I mean, quite, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand how it goes. You got left out, and it sounds like your feelings are hurt a little.
A little bit, man. A little bit. Just a little bit. But, hey, it's okay. I'm a big man. I can get over this.
By the way, but at least you got some of that testosterone replacement or whatever. Now, I want to know more about this incision. I'm scared of incision.
Oh, no. You won't even notice it, man. They just go around to your little backside. It is a small.
No,
you won't even feel it.
You can stop there.
They local, and they put the pellet right in there, and you don't have to get a shot. If you're scared of needles, man, you won't even know this little thing goes in you, man.
By the way, that's what P. Diddy said. I'd rather have a needle than talking about going around to the backside. I'm good on that, man.
I got you, homie. I got you. Well, you know, I will tell you, though, you should actually Mother's Day is coming up. You know that, right?
It is.
You need,
May, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming up, man. You should go pamper your wife at 901 Aesthetics, man. They can do all kinds of stuff for her.
Hook her up. We may get her a package, Johnny.
I got you, man. Get her some facials, little something, man. I got you. I got you, Money. By the way, how's Uncle Brasky doing?
Doing great, Johnny.
How's the testosterone?
Can't believe it. Man, I'm killing my workouts. I'm working out every which way possible. I go every week for my shot. You know, it's just like hitting that crack pipe. You're going to be back there, man.
Man, I got you, brother. I'm happy. I'm proud of you, dude. My man's back to doing a little working out, even the horizontal mambo, huh?
You got that right. I got to get one thing clear here, though. I got to jump on money for listening to that idiot Slender last week and getting us. I mean, you can't listen to an idiot. I mean, he's killing our average. I'm sweeping the board. He's picking the South. So I'm taking the women on my own this week. I handicapped them. I've got them ready. We're not listening anymore to Slender's bitch.
No more Slender.
Well, he had us on South Carolina women, Johnny.
That was terrible. They barely won that game.
Oh, I'll tell you what. We go to the bar. I've got the, you know, we got women's basketball on, and I got the freaks at the bar up there asking me for baseball. What they said, what are we doing with the women's game on? I said, man, hold on. The men don't come on till later, man. Hold on. We want to watch this. And that's when they all knew I had a bet on them. You got money on this, don't you, money? I said, yeah, man, we're going to watch South Carolina. And that, we didn't cover. We had to cuss Slender. Red calls me cussing him. We had to listen to this for 4 days. The South Carolina women, they won by 51. They won by 47. They're running freaks out. They're running freaks out. My.
Damn.
We lost. We haven't recovered since. Thank God Uncle Brasky swept the board.
Dude, Brasky, 2 weeks in a row.
You know, I can't help it. That's just what I do, Johnny.
Dude, 2 weeks in a row. I mean, Pretty Chris is probably broke because he's been fading you all year. I can't believe he's got you out there at Spring Creek Ranch.
All right. He did. He said, I'm a fade Brasky. I'm a fade Brasky, and he's 0-6 fading Brasky.
Man.
But Slender told him he just keep going back to the well. It's, you know, you just got to keep betting on him. It's kind of like the A's. You know, we've been betting against the A's. That's been our fade. And we're 5-1 against the A's. If you freaks out there want to know, just keep fading the A's. They're not going. I heard they sent down a couple of their players because they were in support of the fans staying in Oakland. Did you hear that, Johnny?
Yes, I did. I mean, dude, this is so
they
sad.
Sent the down, A's dude, are. Dude stole 70 bases, led the major leagues, and they sent him down after going three for five and two stolen bases. They sent him down because he was wearing one of them. Wristbands that said Save Oakland or something like that.
Yeah, that's a clown organization, bro. They're going to be playing in a AAA stadium to 2027.
Stadium in Sacramento.
In Sacramento, God. By the way, though, I mean, it's just such a clown stadium.
AAA stadium.
That Sacramento team outdrew the Oakland A's by 900 last Sunday. Lord have mercy. It's terrible. One thing, though, that's wonderful, before we get to our picks, man, I did have to bring up the Wingfest band. Like, we are getting this thing. This,
really?
It's coming, man. I know that you're fired up.
Oh, you know it, Johnny. And, you know, we've got the banquet open next week, which kind of we team up with the Wing Fest. That's the golf tournament right before. It's all going to Ronald McDonald. And we've raised a bunch of money, or we're trying to raise a bunch of money, still trying to raise some money. You can buy you a hole for $100. You just get with Johnny on that. It all goes to Ronald McDonald, but. Yeah, we're having a big time. We got the Wing Fest. We were just trying to figure out what stage we were going to go to. Were we going to go see Earl the Pearl? Were we going to go see Memphis Funkin' Horns? You know, there's a lot of the Tina Turner review. There's
dude,
a
the
lot
Tina
going
Turner
on
review. Oh, dude, Alexis Grace. Did I tell you the story about Alexis Grace? She's playing on one
you
of the stages.
You told us last week.
Man, I'm telling you. Yeah, bro. And I don't know, man. I hope I don't run into her on. I think I'm going to be during
man,
that time
hope,
watching the
I
Tina Turner
run
review.
Into her. I hope you run into her and I'm with you.
Dude, what are you going to pick me up and
give
me a
swirly? Because I'm bringing it up. Bring it up. I'll be like, Lexus, come here. Listen. You remember him, Johnny Radio?
Oh, goodness, man. Are you going to be in the wing eating contest?
No, but our boy Skinny is.
Skinny won last year, didn't he?
He did. He's a returning champion. He's coming out. And I talked to him earlier. He's traveling right now, but he said he was going to bring out his pop-in gold teeth, and he got some pop-in gold, and right before he eats his wings, he's going to pop his golds out.
Dude, this is going to be off the chain. That's at 2 o'clock the weekend contest.
He's also got
a belt
buckle.
Let me ask you something, Monty. Isn't Skinny, don't they got him on paper out in Germantown? Is he allowed to be outside of that zip code?
Hey, it's okay.
Yeah,
he's still
good.
In Shelby County because we're at River Garden Park. Yeah, I think we got that cleaned
that's
up.
Right.
We got
all
dropped.
That's been cleared up, Brad.
Okay,
got that
I didn't
cleared
know.
Up.
Man, by the way, though, everybody, y'all can join us. Just go to worldwingfest.com. Again, it's going to be awesome. I mean, the blue stage, the RS financial stage, they're going to be bumping two stages going. You got music here, music there, wings everywhere. Plus, there's a VIP tent. You can get tickets, just general admission, $15. Or you can get all the way up to $150, fully catered. You get all the food you want. Plus, we have an open bar. It's going to be dripping with Tito's. And all of us are going to be there. Pretty Chris, me, T-Money, Slender, Red. Who else is going to be with us?
We got Uncle Brasky. We got Big Chief. We brought Ice-T. Tony Brooks is coming down. It's going to be a lot of your favorite celebrities, local celebrities there. I mean, it's going to be a big time. Now, Uncle Brasky, I tried to explain the $25,000 last week, and I heard I didn't do a good job. Uncle Brasky's got a better explanation. Help me out here, Uncle.
Well, let me tell you. We talked about the $25,000, okay? You've got to be you accrue points each year. You've got to be there, I think, for 5 years. It's kind of like the FedEx Cup. For all you people, it's like the FedEx Cup. Once you get this, you get the annuity at the end of it.
This is the World Wing Cup Series, the $25,000 for the World Wing Cup Series. Yes.
It's like, just think of it as the FedEx Cup of wing cookers or whatever you want to call it. But you got to be in it for the 5 years. You accrue points every year depending where you play.
Yep. And
Top 30 get points.
Yep, top 30 get points, and then when you win that bad boy, you win $25,000. But those teams also who are just competing this weekend who aren't a part of the Cup Series, they're competing for $10,000 in cash prizes. And then don't forget all the money we're raising for the Ronald McDonald House. And big thanks to RS Financial. Big thanks to ATC Fitness, Corky's, Power Transportation. We got some great sponsors, and it's going to be a great time. Now, let's make some freaking money.
Let's do it, Johnny, and that's why we are here, and we are here to get your bankroll fat. I mean, we're coming down to the end of basketball season, which is fine with me. We got a lot more to gamble on, but, you know, Johnny, I don't know your bankroll any more than you know mine. And with that being said, we are going to ride this train, Johnny.
Come on, UConn, brother, train.
I don't see him losing, my friend. Minus 11. Go ahead and get down on it. Some of these books, they want a little 115 juice on there. That's fine. Buy the hook if you want it. It don't matter. UConn's going to get busy. They've been rolling freaks since St. John's. They got run out by Creighton about 2 months ago, and they've covered ever since except St. John's in the middle of that run. They've been covering. They're covering machines. You'd be up a couple dimes if you just bet them. I love UConn. Love them.
I love also UConn for a simple reason that I just found this out. Kelvin Sampson was named the AP Men's Coach of the Year for the second time, beating UConn's Dan Hurley by 2 votes. Dan Hurley's been coaching his ass off, and now he wants to take down another title.
I love it. That gives him even more motivation. I mean, he's running out of things to motivate him. Last game he had to motivate him, said, look what time they put us at. They didn't even put us in prime time, and we're defending champs, and that fired them up. They went on a 30-0 run after they heard that. So now what do you think they're going to do when they find out that their coach did not win Coach of the Year? I'm thinking a 35-0 run.
I like it. I think you're right, man. I think they win this one by 40 points. Let's do it, man. What else you got for the
weekend? Hey, nobody goes on a run like UConn. And it's amazing because it's not even three-pointers. It's not even like they're shooting your lights out. They're backdoor cutting. It's all layups.
It is. It's nasty.
It's unbelievable.
They are. They can execute, can't they? Now, who else you have?
I like, you know, I like big seven-foot gargantuan Edie. I like Purdue. I don't see. I think Big Burns gets in foul trouble early in the first half. I bet he has three. You know, they referee Edie a little different.
Yeah, man, he shoots foul. Four. He shot 22 free throws against Tennessee, man.
I mean, they did the Vols dirty. I'm sorry, Vol Nation. I'm on y'all's side for the first time in a long time. But I've seen some real tears coming from some Tennessee Volunteer fans. I'm talking real tears from grown men, Johnny. I mean, they thought they were really Final Four bound for the first time in their program, and then they forgot they had Rick Barnes as coach. And I said, oops, you know. They were just lucky to get where they got, you know. It's kind of like their football team. They always think that it sounds like 98. No, it does. You know, it sounds more like 08, you know. You know, anyway, so I like Purdue. It's -9. I think Big Burns gets in trouble early. Purdue can shoot three a little bit, and they got Big Man downtown. And that's all you need. Big Man down in the paint, Big Edie, -9. easy money. Lock her up, 2-0.
Man, he's got two favorites for Saturday. Now, what does the uncle have? What you got, Brasky?
Well, once again, we're going to sweep the board again this week, Johnny. Like we
3 weeks in a row?
We're going for three. We're going for three. We didn't listen to anything out of Slender. I didn't even answer the phone for that idiot this week.
Good job.
I told him, called him last Sunday, he finally answered, and I cussed him over that bet. But anyway, we're going to get back on track this week. We're going to start out with a Sunday. I don't know if they're calling this the XFL or USFL or what this year. What do you think they're calling it? I don't know.
It's called the UFL.
The UFL.
UFL. Okay.
Thanks, Johnny.
That was actually Johnny. He did call you the right name.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah.
Johnny Hill. Thanks, Johnny Hill.
Appreciate
you. We're taking the Birmingham Stallions -6 over the Michigan Panthers at Detroit Field.
All
Matt
right.
Corral's the quarterback. He showed out last week. They won by 14 over the Arlington team. Cool. I think they beat Michigan.
Former easy. Ole Miss Rebel Matt Corral is the coach. I mean, is the quarterback for the Stallions?
Birmingham Stallions. He come alive the second half, threw three touchdowns.
Dude, I love it. What's the line?
-6.
All right, let's go Birmingham Stallions. Let's go Matt Corral.
Stallions. We got us a little football there. Now, tonight, you're going to have your two TVs on. For the nickel play this week, we are taking Iowa women -3 over UConn. Caitlin Clark's going to get it done. Everybody wants to see a South Carolina-Iowa matchup.
I like that. I'm with Caitlin Clark. Watch it. I'm all over.
I mean, she torched LSU.
Dude,
41 points?
Yeah, man. She made Haley Von Lith transfer.
Yeah, Haley Von Lith transferring. Angel Reese going to the pros. She was crying after the game. Said everybody was dissing on her. I don't know what. She was crying all about that. She only hit one shot the whole second half. I think it was 1 for 12. It was terrible performance. But Caitlin Clark's the real deal. Probably the sports person of the year this year, I'd assume.
Dang.
So, and the dime bag play this week, and I hate to say this, and I did it last night and won on it. I'm taking Arkansas -1.5 runs over Ole Miss tonight in Fayetteville baseball.
Ooh, boy, man. Was it 5 in a row Ole Miss has lost now?
No. Yeah. Five in a row.
They are struggling, man. Goodness gracious. Taking Arkansas -1.5.
Arkansas -1.5. That's a -120 bet. Put everything you got on it. And their pitching is brutal. And Ole Miss can't swing the stick.
Man, it's been brutal right there, man. Gentlemen, I just got to say thank you so much. I hope y'all have a happy, happy Friday. Enjoy all the games. Make a lot of money. And I can't wait for Wingfest.
You got it, Johnny. Remember, Johnny, a broke man is a dangerous man.
Later, Uncle Brad.
You can always drink your way out of a slump.
That's the damn truth, isn't it? Man, don't y'all dare touch the dial. We're late for a break. Back in 2 Shake Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Man, my time has come and gone. If you heard on the other side, it was all about T-Money and Uncle Brasky. We were talking about with them. They love UConn. They love Purdue. They like the two favorites. I went ahead and took the two favorites, put them in money line, -450 and -750, okay? You do that, and it's -260. Yes, it's a large number. And it stinks. But you know what? I feel like it's something that's definitely going to hit, and you're going to be cashing your check. And on Monday, you're going to watch Purdue and UConn. I'm going to also put them together with the little Yankees money line today. So I'm going to make it a three-game parlay plus 113. Throw a couple bucks on that, Giant. Sit back, relax, watch some Blue Jays, some Yankees, and get ready for tonight's women's basketball. We got Iowa's Caitlin Clark, UConn's Paige Becker, Dawn Staley, and South Carolina against NC State. And I don't even know anybody on NC State, but they're in the Final Four, man. It's pretty wild.
Me either, Giant.
And on the other side, you got the men, UConn, and the men, North Carolina State. North Carolina State, both teams, men and women, Final Four. UConn, both teams, men and women, Final Four. I think both men for NC State lose. I think UConn loses tonight, but I think UConn cuts down the nets on Monday. We're going to talk a whole lot more about that next week. I hope you enjoy your weekend. For Johnny Hill, I'm John Harden. Y'all get out there. Make this world a better place. We're going to see you on the flip side. Peace.